What we are saying is that since the draft constitution was launched in Nairobi, there have been emerged very opposite positions of leaders who are opposed or supporting the draft constitution, and that these positions are greatly polarizing the country to the extent where really hatred is already creeping in our country. And considering what happened in 2008 and 2005, we are asking that the two principals, President Kibaki and Raila Odinga, suspend the campaigns until the official campaign field begin, which we understand is supposed to be July 13.
Professor Kibunja, do you have proof of these allegations of people, specific people, creating tensions with their speeches and what you described as hate speeches?
Yes, we have. And that is why, as a commission, we have summoned about 20 people. We have also, as a commission, recommended prosecution of 3 people. And we have gathered this evidence and presented it to the Commissioner of the Police and Attorney General. Whereas the other ones, we have summoned them in a view of trying to investigate and collect more evidence that can stand in court as hate speech.
When do you expect the government to take, or state institutions to take action against these people that you have evidence against?
Well, I think now, as far as prosecution is out of our hands, I think we have even called the security agencies in our offices and shown them the evidence, and we have gone through the evidence with them, and I think they also left convinced that this actually does constitute a speech, and really it depends on their modalities on when they can take those people. But for us as a commission, it should have been done yesterday, not today or tomorrow.
How closely are you working with both the president and the vice president in calming down tensions ahead of the referendum, especially when Sunday's twin explosions seem to be too similar to the 2007 post-election violence?
That is a good question, and it is for that reason, because if you look at the National Cohesion Integration Act, Section 25(2)(j), it says that if the commissions come as evidence that certain activities, certain things are affecting cohesion integration, it can advise government on what actions should take to make sure that peace and peaceful coexistence is not threatened. And it is on that basis that we have made this recommendation to the government that we should now stop these ones, rethink this process, and probably listen to some of the people who are saying that we should reopen the act and see whether there is any way that this country can go to the referendum peaceful and with harmonious relations.
How swift do you expect the government to act, and will you be putting pressure on the government to act in this direction in order to prevent a possible resurgence of violence?
Yes, I think it's on that basis. I mean, peaceful coexistence in Kenya does not belong to the National Cohesion and Integration Commission, but it belongs to all Kenyans. And we are saying, considering our mandate, we have made this recommendation to the principals. If they want to take it, fine. If they don't want it, maybe they would introduce other measures that will make sure that we have a peaceful country. But for us, we want to be sure, we want to be alive to the mandate that created us. This country is too fragile, and when you have very divergent positions that they are happening now, it may be very dangerous for us as we go to the referendum and also the 2012 elections.
So what is your message to ordinary Kenyans?
My message is, which it's the same, which has been very consistent, that national cohesion and integration is a civic duty to every Kenyan. They should never accept to be incited on the basis of ethnicity, race or religion, and we must all pull together. If they have an incident of incitement, that evidence should be brought to the commission very swiftly, and we will take action as provided by the National Cohesion Integration Act.